This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey folks, how are you? Welcome to another edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Whether you got that radio locked in at 550 KFIRE, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, whether it's AM 1100, the flag, 50,000 watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, 1460 KLTC in Dickinson, or KTGO 1090, the flag west, Tioga, Watford City, Williston, and beyond. Welcome back to the program we call What's On Your Mind. And your calls, your questions, your comments, welcome. A lot of time today on the program to talk about whatever is on your mind. So if you've been tuning in, hoping we would tackle some particular topic of late and haven't heard it, now's your chance to lay it on us. Throw it out there or comment on anything you'd like to talk about today. Next hour, we'll do one of our Legislature Today segments. Troy Coons of the Northwest Landowners Association will be here to talk about House Bill 1151. This is the piece of legislation related to how spills are reported in North Dakota. Spills of crude oil or produced water or natural gas that are contained to a well site or a production location or less than 10 barrels also, the North Dakota Agriculture Department's Ombudsman Program. Remember that? That was a product of Doug Goring and some others saying, let's have a real easy way for landowners to interact with us so we can get answers from pipeline companies or whatever. So we'll get an update on all that. Chris Berg will be here from Point of View. You watch him on KX4 and West Dakota Fox. He'll be here at the end of the program, so look forward to that. You're going to talk a little bit about the reason Heidi Heitkamp is voting the way she's voting with these nominations of Donald Trump's. Speaking of which, I have a text here right out of the chute. It's from John in Rugby. He says, I've been watching Senator Heitkamp's views on both Betsy DeVos and Attorney General Jeff Sessions. She voted no on both. The Sessions vote especially ripped me because this is the same senator that voted for the racist and anti-police Eric Holder. I don't believe she voted for Eric Holder because I don't think Senator Heitkamp was in the office. However, her rhetoric against Sessions, the reason she cited it as being against Sessions would have led us to believe that she would have been certainly more vocal than she was about Eric Holder. So I do think there's some hypocrisy there, but I don't believe it was on the vote. Anyway, it goes on to say, I voted for Senator Heitkamp the first time, but I made a huge mistake I will not make again. Senator Heitkamp has opposed the nominations of eminently qualified individuals by a president North Dakota voted for in a supermajority fashion. She must be defeated in the next election. I'm going to use my personal financial resources to make sure the North Dakota electorate does not forget her transgressions against her constituents. All right. And a texter that says, call or text me if you need anything. There's some passion. And I'm curious if other folks feel that way. How closely are you watching, for instance, Senator Heitkamp's votes on these nominees? We have more this week. We have Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary. I forget there's others, at least one or two this week. And, of course, the nomination of Neil Gorsuch, the Supreme Court nominee, coming up as well. I think that's, Heidi Heitkamp was elected by pledging independence. Obama's against Keystone Pipeline. I'll be for it. Do we have Keystone Pipeline yet? Is it built? The Keystone, Frederick, is it built? It's not built yet. No kidding. How many years do you suppose we're going to talk about before we actually build it? Remember that, though? I'll stand up when I do. So is Chuck Schumer get to decide how Heidi Heitkamp votes or do North Dakotans? I will tell you this. I believe you. Folks like this John, who last go-around voted for Heidi Heitkamp and now see that and get upset, that's the difference maker. You folks in that category specifically, I didn't vote for Heidi Heitkamp. Right? So she's going to dismiss me much easier than she is folks like that, because quite honestly, she knows what a thin margin she won by. And, you know, you start hearing from enough folks that voted for her that now say, I don't like this. That's a real political problem. Because her popularity has not gone up. It's going down. So that's the trouble at the ballot box. Long way of saying, I'd love to hear from you if you have an opinion on Heidi, specifically, especially, I guess, if, in fact, you were like this John from Rugby, you know, in one place when she was on the ballot and now totally going the other way. If you were a Heidi voter, now disappointed, love to hear from you. Love to hear from you right here on the program. All right, let's get to the calls at 800-228-0550. Lay it on me. What's on your mind? Anything goes. Let's let her rip all hour long here, okay? Larry on the road. What's on your mind, Larry?
Good morning. Have you heard of Al Franken on the radio yet this morning?
Have I heard Al Franken on the radio yet this morning? No, I didn't. I had to get a root canal.
So I didn't. Al Franken's calling into question Donald Trump's sanity and his mental state. He says he lies and don't tell the truth, and he thinks he should really be checked out, you know. But what an oxymoron, or as you said, hypocritical or that. Here's a politician complaining that somebody lies and don't tell the truth. What a joke. I know he was a comedian. He must be going back to it again. That man, look at Harry Reid. He lied about Mitt Romney. And you know, these liberals have got to quit crying and just start facing the fact they lost.
They did. Here's that clip of Al Franken. Let's see if we can play that here for you.
Republican colleagues of yours express concern about President Trump's mental health?
A few.
Really?
Yeah. It's not the majority of them. It's a few.
In what way?
In the way that we all have this suspicion that, you know, that he's not, he lies a lot. He says things that aren't true. That's the same as lying, I guess.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I'm questioning your mental health.
You know, 3 to 5 million people voted illegally. There was a new one about people going in from Massachusetts to New
thousands
Hampshire.
Thousands and thousands in a bus. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, that is not the norm, for a president of the United States or actually for a human being.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, so that's what you're talking about. That was on CNN.
Isn't that something? You know, it's so obvious that we can't keep our doctor and our health care went down and all this other good stuff. Hypocrisy, as you said.
Well, it's more than hypocrisy. It is Trump derangement syndrome. These people are off the rails. They have no idea how to respond to this. And quite honestly, they're most scared not of Donald Trump, but the folks that elected him, because, you know, we've had enough of the swamp. Al Franken is the swamp. Okay. Heidi Heitkamp is a swamp. When you take money from the, you know, the teachers union and then fiend outrage over, the nomination of Betsy DeVos. By the way, I think, Al Franken, Chris Berg will tell us later. I think it's six figures, north of six figures he's taking from teachers union. So if you think his outrage is anything other than that, you're exactly right. I also get a kick out of how this works, because you had Jake Tapper from CNN ask, so have you had Republican colleagues express concern to you about Donald Trump's mental health? Where does that come from? Out of the clear blue? Clearly they're having a little talk off the air. And he said, oh, yeah, Republicans even think the guy's nuts, and they're telling me so. So then he baits them into that, and then Franken has to get all sheepish and say, oh, a few. Yeah, yeah, because he lies a lot. And then all he can come up with is the idea that voter fraud, that people voted illegally. If you don't think people voted illegally in the United States of America, you don't – I mean, this is fantasy land on their part. And I'm going to question their mental health. It's crazy. Jim and Bismarck, you're next. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, good morning. I'm kind of been a stout Republican all my life, and I kind of thought after election, I thought, well, Heidi Heitkamp, I think, is going to do a fairly good job. And she started out with a few good things, but lately, after everything that's been happening, I definitely know me, at least three others that are not going to vote for again next time. And I think the funny thing about it, I think the clown's going to be able to beat her next time, I hope. But and the second thing is this federal judge now that's going to make a decision on the DAFL today, is there any way he can, like the Democrats did with the immigration thing, can he stop this through just by him saying, putting a halt to it?
Okay, you lost me. You're suggesting that the judge certainly could stop it, but I don't understand the immigration tie. What do you? I'm lost.
You know how the federal judge that stopped Trump's order. If he can do that, can this guy stop the DAPL protest? I mean, allow it to stop until they go through enough bunch of other crap.
Sure, yeah, a judge can stop it at any time. There's no question about it. And quite honestly, there was a hearing in between, you know, the election and the inauguration, in which the judge said, let's just wait to see what the new administration does. Some believing he may just say, we're done. It's over. So we'll see. Thank you.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
It's back, the famous 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off in Dickinson, Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6. Mark your calendar, get your tickets now. MBI Energy Services would like to welcome you to the API Gumbo Cook-Off. The cooking begins at 11:30. The public tasting and testing starts at 6:30, live entertainment at 8:30. Tickets are only $10 and all proceeds go to local charities and college scholarships. Come taste the dark secrets of the Bayou at the Motel 6, Saturday, February 18th in Dickinson.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro 1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that, by the way. We can never say thank you enough because you're the reason that we have that proud distinction. We thank you very much. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. That's 800-228-0550. You can also text us, 701 226-8503, 701-226-8503. You can email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And what else? We cover it all the time. We get them all in there. Did you have a nice weekend? Cozied up around the TV watching the Grammys last night? Or what'd you do? Todd's busy.
Grammys?
Listening to...
You think I'm going to fall for that trick?
No,
I mean, come on. Okay, here's two problems with the Grammys. One, Milli Vanilli is best new artist. And then two, how many Beatles Grammys are given out in 64? Trick question, none. I'd have to look up who the best new artist was, but it was like, it's a joke.
So, I turned it on for a few seconds. I was kind of curious just how much Trump bashing would be going on, so I thought I'd take a dip in for a little while. And I tuned in time for the George Michael tribute by Adele, which didn't go so well. Yeah, so she starts doing the song, and then she says, stop, I know it's live TV, I know.
And well, and who's the woman that had the Make America Great dress, Joy?
I love her.
I'm not familiar with her, but
might buy
but
now.
Apparently now her sales are through the roof now after
exactly.
She wore that dress.
Exactly.
Isn't it? I love it. That's stellar.
I love the woman. I love her, love her, love her, love her. And I never heard of her before last night. But I saw that dress, I'm like, you go, girl. Now, that's brave, right? That's going into the lion's den and just saying, yeah, whatever. So, that was great.
I do want to see the Bruno Mars Prince thing, and I'm sure it's going to be on 12 different sites, so I'll be able to do that. That was supposed to be pretty good, I guess.
But. By the way, brought to you in part today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, North Dakota Oil Can. Check out their Facebook page for details on the Battle of the Bakken Blood Drive. And you can find a location near you through February 28th to donate. In fact, today, they're nowhere today. An off day today in preparation of Valentine's Day tomorrow. MDU Bismarck tomorrow, 8:30 a.m. until 12:30 in the Yellowstone Room. So there you go. Okay? That's where they'll be tomorrow. Details at NorthCoastOilCan.com. Bruce in Bismarck at 800-228-0550. What's on your mind, Bruce? Are you there, Bruce?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me? I'm that Heidi Heitkamp thing, you know what I mean? I think she only wanted to elect that person if she was qualified, and I don't know if she really did it.
Can you get a little bit closer to the wherever the microphone is they're using? It sounds like you're on the other side of the room.
Okay. I guess
there
what
go.
I'm trying to say is, I think she's just voting for the best person. You know what I mean? I don't think it was either right or left or right or wrong. You know, I just think she was picking who she thought was the best candidate for the job because she got a lot of calls in on her, you know, because she was a private, never worked for public schools before. Second, also I was wondering, you know, like if you noticed like on the Grammys that they mentioned the Doppler pipeline, one girl did on the
Grammys. Oh, no, I missed that. Did she bring a little sign with a hashtag on it too or anything like that?
Yeah, no, I don't think so, but that's all I remember. She mentioned it, and I thought that was kind of so wrong when she mentioned it about the first or second person in the early part of the Grammys. But
I guess the signal that the Grammys are not going so well, the producer for the Grammys last week encouraged all of the speakers, anybody that won an award, to be bold, to be really, you know, loud and proud and get out there and be activists. And so evidently getting an award for your musical talents is now the appropriate place for you to sound off, which to me sounds like, okay, the Grammys are going down the drain, and so they now need some other way to get people to watch, I guess. It seems a little odd to me that you would encourage that because that's what you get. Then you get, you know, some dingbat that doesn't know the first thing about the Dakota Access Pipeline, singing a song up there, you know, saying, you know, no dapple. I missed that, Bruce, but I'm glad you shared. So we
yep,
know.
What thank
we're
you.
Doing. Yeah, appreciate the call.
Yep.
800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You got an off-air one? How do you want to squeeze in here?
Yes, Scott, this is Marlene from Grand Forks. You know, I think it's just become so commonplace with the Democrats that they just blurt anything out without checking the facts. I have someone in my family that was so against the charter schools, and I tried to tell her that they are attached some way or another to public schools, and that you have to check whether they're for-profit or non-profit, and I think the non-profits work very fine. I have my grandson is in a charter school in Panama City, and he's got a 4.65 grade point average. He's just been named a finalist in the National Merit Scholarship Program. I think that was an excellent thing to happen. And she didn't even check to see if North Dakota had charter schools, which they don't. So she's not even checking the stuff. She's just blurting it out, talking points. It's just really sad. It's extremely sad. And I'm really proud of my grandson. And I just thought I'd let you guys know. Thanks, Scott. Bye.
Thank you, Marlene. Appreciate the call, and I'm glad you're proud. You should be, and that's what the grandmothers are for, right? Get out there and be proud. If you say the words charter school around anyone associated with the teachers' lobby and the education cabal in this country, they break out in hives. You know, their mouth spits out pea soup and their head turns around. I mean, it's just, it freaks them out, okay? And you know what? It'd be the equivalent of, I guess, Sears being told, so Montgomery Ward's coming to town now. You know, it's like, to me, wow. it's...
The dinosaur being told an older dinosaur is coming?
Well, you know what I mean? Or Ford saying, hey, guess what? There's going to be a Chevy store open. Really? Guess what? The Ford store probably end up telling you, you know what? We're better now, right? We don't take it for granted. Competition makes us all better. 9 times out of 10, competition makes you better. It makes you better. And when you look at the enormous amount of money we've spent on public education in this country, and you look at the return on that investment, look me in the eye and tell me it's great, it's wonderful, it's perfect. It isn't. It can be better, without question. I think we're blessed around here that our schools are better than most when it comes to public schools. And, you know, you've got some really good teachers. But you've also got some folks that take advantage of the system. And to have some competition there is great. But here's the deal. When you're Heidi Heitkamp, when you're Al Franken, and people write big checks to you, come election time, you can't exactly go, well, I know what this woman would bring to the Department of Education would please North Dakotans and be well-received and probably even needed, but I'm not going there politically. That's the bottom line. More of your calls coming up, 258-0550.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskfest Norway tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Minot's sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Bjørhamma. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. Welcome along.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Favorite artist, Todd. Favorite singer.
Joy Bella. One of us could name her before the Grammys, but darn it, we're fans now, right?
Her stuff is selling like crazy today. Joy Bella is her name. She's a mid-20s African-American singer. And,
so it's Villa, not Villa. I've been pronouncing it wrong. Okay.
I don't know. It's spelled V-I-L-L-A.
Manny, help us out here. You're hipper.
So, evidently, she shows up in a white dress, and then she removes that dress to reveal another dress underneath, and it is red, white, and blue. Make America Great Again down the front of it, and around the back, like on the train, Trump. T-R-U-M-P. So, she does this, and now she's selling, all kinds of music today. Smart woman, this Joy Bella. I'm with her all the way. Brought to you today in part by our friends at MyPillow. Mike Lindell is the inventor. He's the genius behind MyPillow. We've had him on the program before. And how he came to invent the world's best pillow is he, too, had problems sleeping. And so he'd buy these pillows that go flat. He'd flip-flop all night long, wake up with a sore neck, headache, felt like he needed a nap, even though he'd slept 8 hours, so he invents MyPillow. He wanted a pillow where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of your sleep position. So MyPillow gets you into that deep sleep faster. You stay there longer. It's really not about how much time you're in bed. It's about how much quality sleep you get when you're in bed. And MyPillow is manufactured right here in the good old U.S. of A., Minnesota, as a matter of fact. And right now, for a limited time, you go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Use the promo code Scott. Take advantage of the Mike 4-Pack Special. You get 40% off two MyPillow Premium Pillows and two Go Anywhere Pillows. Free shipping on orders over $100 too. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. 800-506-9028. Larry in Fargo, thanks for waiting. You're next on What's on Your Mind at 258-0550. Go.
Hi, Scott. Larry Mayer. Used to do a lot of business with public schools, and we were at the superintendent's convention and the school board's convention every year for about 8 years in Minnesota and North Dakota. In the third year we were there, I'm an active Christian, so we rented a booth from the school board association to show various publications that were put out for public schools, but they were put out by a Christian publisher. Did not have any biblical references in there, just some basic good moral principles and some actual accurate history. And we had many superintendents and school board members from schools all over the state came over to my business booth, which was Honeywell, separate of this other booth, and said, oh, thank you. We did not know this information was available. Well, the next year I tried to rent that booth again, and the school board association said, absolutely not. You are a Christian. You're not allowed to rent a booth at the school board association. And then that following year, these other superintendents and principals that were excited to see some alternative material came over to me and said, well, what happened? Where's your booth? They wouldn't rent it to us. You're kidding me. And I go, no. Oh, yeah, there was an actual board meeting on this. They would not allow it. This is back in 1995 in North Dakota. So when people think, oh, North Dakota is different than the rest of the country and we don't have these kinds of far left issues, you bet we do. You know, and I've sold projects in Grand Forks, Bismarck, Kildare, Dickinson, Lemoore, Larimore, all over the state. And you hear these rural school districts talk about these big four school districts, Minot, Bismarck, Fargo, and Grand Forks. And they go, they're just on another planet. These guys are not North Dakota people. You know, it's really interesting seeing school people talk about other school people and then see how you get treated if you try to make any kind of alternative option available to the school districts.
That's a sad story, actually. Without question, but I don't, doesn't surprise me a bit. I saw Mark Dosh a couple of sessions ago in the legislature, along with Al Carlson, had a piece of legislation in North Dakota that would have allowed for individuals who have kids in private schools in North Dakota to get a tax credit up to a certain limit that was completely a hold harmless bill to the public education system. So in other words, there was a tax credit, and if you made the choice to put your kids in private school, you got a tax credit, which you should. You're paying a lot of property taxes that ultimately you get no benefit for when your kids are in private schools rather than public schools. So it's only fair, if you ask me. And it was very close to passing, and it came within inches and actually failed. And there, I asked later, I said, how in the world, what, I mean, explain this to me. And they said, well, here's what happens. The superintendents get on the phone, the education lobby, to each individual member from all these communities, and they scare the daylights out of them. So even though it's hold harmless, they very quietly, stealth-like, go in there and kill the bill because they don't want any competition. They don't want any. I mean, you look at what private schools do, the vast majority of them, and take a look at their ACT scores, for instance, and the kind of work they do. It's unbelievable.
Scott, you have to look at the fact that these, because I did business with public schools, I literally audited their books to see where their expenses were because we were trying to lower their expenses. And I have many superintendents that are in the higher board of education area, and they have told me that only 42% of the public school budget in junior high and high school is on core curriculum. The rest of it is on sports, other activities, and travel. And then you look at the private schools that don't have the money for the 20 different sports options for students and all the travel and all the other stuff. So they give their students a double dose of English and a double dose of math and a double dose of writing and along with the moral side of it. And that's no reason why they're superior to the public schools, because they don't get sidetracked with all this other stuff. You know, the God for the public schools today is sports. It's not the Judeo-Christian God. It's sports, and that rules the roost.
Yeah, interesting point, Larry. I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. And it's something we ought to watch a little closer, honestly. 800-228-0550. And again, I'll say as clearly as I can, I believe the public schools here do a good job, better than most places. But the idea that somehow a parent choosing for their child a private school, that they have to pay an enormous amount of money for the education. ought to fight the public school system or fight their state legislature is ridiculous and very un-American. And we ought to shine a bright, bright light on all of that. Texter says, if Scott thinks 3 to 5 million voted illegally, he's the crazy one. I believe my statement was, people vote illegally in this country. The fact that Donald Trump has raised that issue is it's same thing as the education lobby hearing the two words school choice. Okay? It is screeches of horror. It's like the Antichrist when they hear that. Same thing to Democrats who feasted off of illegal votes for how long? Who clearly, look, is there anybody anywhere that doesn't think the vast majority of Democrats that want illegal immigration, that want more immigration, that want more refugees, don't also want more votes from these people? Can we just talk turkey for a moment here, folks? Can we talk black and white common sense? A little bit of truth? Please convince me I'm wrong. Give me some ammo, some data that I'm all wet when I don't believe the push for it. No, you can't do that. Look at the freakout that's going on right now. We have a meltdown in some wacky court in northwest, the United States, and the always overturned Ninth Circuit standing behind the loony left in saying a president of the United States doesn't have the ability to say seven countries, you don't have vetting up to our standards, therefore we're going to take a timeout, that somehow that's bad, and that their ultimate motive isn't more, bring me more. I'll take them all. I mean, they do nothing about illegal immigration. They fight against some common sense controls on refugees coming in. They want more votes. The shrill opposition to voter ID. Please, somebody call me and tell me that's anything other than wanting as much ease of which to vote for anybody and anyone so you get more votes on the left. How could it be anything else? Texter says, different topic, no watching the Grammys ever. Watch the Blind Side movie for the third time. Far more entertaining. It's a good show. Seen it once. I don't know if I can do it three times, but maybe a second. But I hear you on the Grammys. I was watching on your behalf. I wanted, kind of the highlight moment to play here on the program. When is the legislature going to get the seatbelt law fixed? Seatbelts for everyone in the vehicle. What do you think they want there, Todd?
If I had all the answers, we wouldn't have this conversation right now.
When is the legislature going to fix the seatbelt law? Seatbelts for everyone in the vehicle. In other words, it's law for everyone to be buckled up? Maybe do you think they want? I don't know what you want.
Shouldn't school buses have seatbelts? I mean, you're putting everybody in a great big box and rattling them around.
Yeah, I've seen the studies on that, and I think these studies are actually you're safer without in a school bus because of the ability to escape if it's overturned or whatever. It's been asked a few times, but I hear you. I've asked before. What's up with the big changes to Measure 5? People knew what they were voting for. We need to do a whole we're working on that, aren't we, Rev? On a debate on the medical marijuana?
This is the real problem, implementation of the law. You can't just green light it and let it fly, right?
Yeah.
You gotta implement it.
Exactly. We're working on Wednesday. Is Al Carlson up for the town hall? Okay, so we can ask Al the seatbelt question, and we'll ask Al. Congressman Kevin Cramer can't join us on Wednesday for the Talk Radio Town Hall, so Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader, is to take your calls, and it's one of the questions we'll raise. More coming up. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Driver error is the cause of more than 97% of weather-related vehicle crashes. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC Traffic Safety Coordinator Terry Weaver discussing two courses that can improve driving skills and help prevent crashes.
We offer defensive driving courses of all types across the state. We have our basic DDC-4, which is defensive driving course. It's a 4-hour course for any age group, 14 to 99 if you're still driving. It's good for the insurance discount. It's good for a point reduction, but it's some really good information that people can walk away with just as a reminder if you're a seasoned driver. It's just good reminders of what safe practices are. We have Alive at 25, which is specifically for younger drivers, inexperienced drivers. Good for that insurance discount, but it just helps those kids understand the risks of being in a car.
Register for a defensive driving course today. Go to www.ndsc.org to find a course near you. That's ndsc.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Joy Villa, the brave singer who went to the Grammys last night in a Make America Great Again dress, whose the records now are selling like crazy. And this is her tribute song to North Dakota. Did you know she did a tribute song to North Dakota, Todd?
Wow, I am so far behind.
Sit right here. Ask me what the name of it is.
What's the name of it, Scott?
He came around me.
Did you hear it? Right there. There it is. Here it comes again. You picked shut up. Cold wind. Cold wind. Sure, I know it's kind of trippy stuff. We have a little bit of that around here every now and then. You know what I'm saying?
I noticed.
Exactly right. All right. More of your calls in a moment at 800-228-0550. Bottom of the next hour. Legislature Today segment. We'll be checking in with Troy Coons from the Northwest Landowners Association. The mission of the Northwest Landowners is to create a network of information on issues as they pertain to mineral owners, landowners, operators, or occupants. Share and discuss the development of our resources, including wind, get educated, help maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. If you're a landowner in North Dakota, please consider joining the Northwest Landowners Association. Cost is small, benefit is large, because landowners want to protect the land. But at the same time, they don't want to stop the progress of utilizing North Dakota's great energy resources. So go to nwlandowners.com, NW for Northwest, nwlandowners.com. Find out about all the access to premium information you can get, assistance in education on issues, the services of a lobbyist during the legislative session, newsletter, email updates, they got it all. nwlandowners.com. Let's go up to West Hope. Bob's on the line. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind?
Well, I got three things I want to bring up. First of all, Heidi, I don't think if she runs again or whatever, she'll run. But the guy that's going to, person's going to run against her probably wouldn't be any better anyhow, because it probably have to leave that blank blank. So, and then
you think you go, but you're automatically assuming the opponent's not going to be good. You're a little kind of a cranky mood up there in West Hope today.
I'm kind of in a good mood in a way.
You are.
Todd Mitchell had a guy on his show for Heidi.
Well, speaking of Todd Mitchell, what if he was on the ballot against Heidi Heitkamp? Would you vote for him?
Oh, yes.
You're making my point. You just said whoever's going to be, I'm not going to. You don't know. You got to hold on.
Thanks,
Scott.
Thanks for the vote of confidence, sir. It doesn't matter who it is. We can put a cow on the ballot. Yeah, okay.
Well, I'm saying, if Todd runs, you're happy. So don't say you're going to vote no, because you just don't know. You got to wait and see who it is.
This is true, but you know what they will do? They will pick somebody that won't have the chance, whatever. See? That's what I'm looking at.
No, I don't. I disagree. I think Kevin Cramer will be the candidate. I actually think there's a chance Heidi Heitkamp will not be.
Okay. Well, that's good, too. Anyway, but...
I'm with you. If Todd runs, then we got an easy pick.
Yeah.
But your next point was what? Sorry?
On Friday, Todd, he had a guy from Linton on there, and he was talking about the president and the governors and the judges and stuff.
Perry Kimball, who makes an excellent guest, who could easily, he could really be a good fill-in on what's in your mind, Scott. He really could.
That's right. And he knows what's going on and where. They don't have to take a lot of this stuff to the judges, juries, or lawyers. The president can settle it right now on them, a lot of them standoff things, whatever.
Amen.
And then on the seat belts, they're inventing cars or vehicles now that they can go out and they don't need a driver in them. They're trying to get one of them vehicles working right, whatever. Why can't they fix it up where when you're driving on slushy roads and wet roads, whatever, you cannot set your cruise control on. It'll automatically shut off. Because that's what's taken a lot of these accidents. People do not know that.
Okay, you bet. You should invent that. You should hang up this phone right now, play a little tune on your harmonica, and then get started on that, and then call us when it's ready, and we'll be your commercial voice.
Okay. Play the harmonica, then hang up the phone, though.
Yeah, first play it.
We got to hear it.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
You too, sir. You go to work on inventing that, baby. I love it. So I said earlier, I posted on Facebook a photo of the singer Joy Villa, we think her name is pronounced, my new favorite artist, and her dress. And I said, I never heard of her until last night, but I'm a fan now and a customer, and I think we ought to reward bravery. So Kimberly posts a note on here, and she says, it's funny to me how you are okay with this, but not anyone opposed. That, my dear, is hypocrisy at its best right there. So am I being hypocritical here? Has Kimberly caught me in a little hypocrisy? I think I was just saying it's such a breath of fresh air. I'm not saying I'm okay with this, but I'm not the other side. I'm just saying, you know, I don't know. Maybe I am. You tell me. We got time.
You're listening Give us a call. To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
One of the greatest memories I have of my grandfather, Adam, is leaning over a pool table and having a blast. That's what we did on holidays. And the greatest gift ever was that pool table. Olhausen is the name in pool tables, and Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is Olhausen the best?
Well, it's made in the United States, 100%, in Portland, Tennessee. Every table goes in a tree and comes out a unique piece of furniture designed for you and your family.
I love that Carson Wentz has one with a bison logo on it.
Yeah, we can do it right on the table itself, on the felt. We can totally have Olhausen customize any pool table. I mean, that's why Olhausen's the best. Also, we talk about AccuFast cushion. The rails will never go dead. It's a one-of-a-kind lifetime warranty on the best playing, best built, only in America pool table. It's Olhausen or nothing.
And for a limited time, receive no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.